one up this in a while, and I get it. I think that it's been a very interesting journey that I won't go into the reasons as to why I've been very muted. But I, you know, recently I've been in conversations with people, and I think the common theme that I've had is, and I think people now with all the topics in politics swerving around the way they are, with inflation and people fearing a recession and all these different things, just like the division, the extremism that we as a society share, like there's, it's so binary. There is no gray area. And whenever I talk to anybody from either the right side, extreme right, or extreme left, and they see that I'm totally neutral, that I'm totally in the middle, they get blown away. You can never, and that's the beautiful thing about being in the middle, is because when you're a person that doesn't care, I'm truly indifferent about your politics. I'm truly, do I have my point of views? Absolutely. But at the end, I don't impose that on anybody. So if you are a religious zealot, awesome. Good for you. And you have every reason to believe you believe. If you're an atheist and you don't believe, and you believe that we come from, you know, an explosion out on Earth and we've hit the human, the existence lottery, okay, awesome. Like, I'm not going to, who am I to judge you, right? But people judge me as not, because I'm being indifferent and being accepting of everyone's point of view that, oh, you already have yours, so therefore, you know, you're just going after yours and you don't, so therefore you're not going to fight for anybody else. And I don't think that's a very accurate statement. And I say that simply because as a person of color and as a person that's lived in a socially conservative area, I've experienced people viewing me in a negative light, people not accepting who I am as a person just because of who I am, that I can't control. But I never let that get in the way. I always let people know, hey, for the people that are negative, there's way more people that are positive and are accepting and are willing to welcome you into inclusion. And whenever you have people that are trying to be divided, and they're being divided because they're fighting for a cause, it's so fucking funny to me. It always will be, because in this case in point, when you talk to somebody conservative and you tell them, you know, I'm indifferent about whatever, you know, I could understand this point of view, but I could understand this other point of view, they get blown away. If I talk to a liberal and I'm a person that, hey, if you want to fight for gay rights, if you want to fight for whatever, people are marginalized and are not given equal treatment, good for you. You go for it. There's nothing wrong with that thinking. But don't judge me because I'm sitting there and, as you claim, I'm being on the sidelines. And the only analogy I can give to people is that, like sports. I always go back to sports. I think that in the game of basketball, the rules now are different than they were 20, 30 years ago. Players have had to adapt. Are there players that complain about the rules? Yes. Are there players that enjoy the rules? Yes. Are there players that wish they could make more changes to it? Yes. You see it all the time. That's why they have collective bargaining agreements. But at the end, players adapt to their circumstances. And that's what I tell. That's the only analogy I can give to people, that I just sit there and adapt and play the game. Or I sit back and watch you guys fight it out. Because the stupid thing about people, when they get extreme about their views and view the other people as the enemy, is that, guess what? The army is just as equal on both sides. So you're buying into this Facebook propaganda that is being manufactured by people outside the country to create, divide, and conquer within our country about points of views. And you're not understanding that these extreme views, that no matter how much you talk to me about it, and not even to me, if you talk to somebody, let's say you're a liberal and you're talking to a conservative, that person, no matter how many years you guys talk every fucking day, it's no one's going to change, because no one's willing to acquiesce. No one's willing to understand the other person's point of view. So they just dig their heels in and that's it. That's what they're fucking doing. And I'm the kind of person that I tell people, look, I understand your point of view. I get it. And I know there's a big army of you guys thinking this way. And conversely, I know there's another group that thinks the total opposite of you. And I totally get their point of view. So somewhere in the middle is where we have to govern. Somewhere compromising about how we do in society in general, right? But people don't understand that. And I just tell people all the time, look, I mean, if I have a problem with the healthcare system, I know it's not going to change. No matter what you think, it's not going to change. So it's ultimately my decision. Do I want to stay here and deal with it, knowing that it bothers me? Or do I want to go to another country where there is more value in human lives, right? Instead of it being a business decision. I'm all about capitalism. I really am. I believe this is the reason why this country became a superpower and continues to be and will always be, no matter what growth China does, because we allow for freedom of ingenuity and we don't restrict people. We don't impose any control over anybody. The next Elon Musk is 5 years old right now. They're 5 years old right now, and they're going to make an evolution of great changes that's going to help society. And it's going to be done here in the United States, because that's what we promote. That's the trade-off of capitalism, right? So I understand that, but I also understand us having a little sympathy for the people that are not having the same opportunities, right? And I always laugh at people when, especially liberals, when like, oh, you're good where you're at. So you're not gonna play and fight for a cause, because it's like, you don't think I grew up with disadvantages? You don't think I grew up with challenges and having to overcome things? But you realize that the ball's in your court, and you understand that what you make with your life is based on you and your efforts. You know, that's one of the reasons with my daughter, I try to force her, not force her, but when I see her with a passion, I want her to dive in deep to that passion, simply because you got to find out if this is for you or not. And I'm realizing that, hey, no, she has to get that engine on her own, meaning that inner drive engine, just like it was for me with basketball. Like, basketball was something that I did and I loved doing. And because I love doing it, it was something that I chose to dive in full time. No one told me to go to the gym. No one told me to go to the courts and play. No one told me to dribble outside in the mornings. That was me. That was me wanting to do those things. And I think that understanding the reality that, you know, everyone is different in their own way is what always boggles my mind. Like, I've talked about this before. If there are studies out there, legit studies, that show that your voting impact is insignificant. And feel free to YouTube it, feel free to Google it, but there are studies out there by Ivy League schools over a span of 20 years to show that voting is irrelevant, because it's only the system is catering to the elite people. So basically, if you're a millionaire, you're going to have an impact. But if you're a regular Joe Schmo like me, just working, no, because I don't have the financial influence for politicians to vote in the direction that I want them to vote, or to vote for the beliefs that I have. So when I realize that how the game is played, then I adapt and I just enjoy what I can, which is being happy, enjoying I'm in a great area. And I always tell this to people that, hey, if you are a liberal living in Florida, in a conservative area of Florida, guess what? And you're gonna complain every day about how people are around you, guess what? New York City is right there for the taking. California is right there. Oregon is out there. You go do, you go live life somewhere where it's more along the lines of your ideology. And don't tell me that you can't find a place with great weather. California, well, it's too expensive. Well, that's your call then. You have the freedom to move. You have the freedom, just like it is. If it's too conservative for you, get the fuck out. If it's too liberal for you, get the fuck out. If it's too religious, get the fuck out. You have the option to move. You have the option to go live your life wherever it is that aligns with your ideology. Simple as that, man. And I that's what I don't understand about people when I talk to them and they get so invigorated and furious and frustrated because I'm neutral. I have my points of views, but at the end of the day, I respect both sides. I respect the opposition of what I believe. Just like there's people out there that believe in the modern healthcare system that we have works. Okay, I gotcha. And I see the advantages of it, of allowing doctors to get compensated for what they need to get paid for, and people making the money because they're spending the time and making all this work, right? And allowing money for ingenuity and for medicine, all these different things that the other side says. But then I have my belief, which is like, okay, I believe in this side, but I also understand it. But people can't understand it. And it's so fascinating to see people, when I talk to them, get frustrated. And then they give you backhanded compliments. Like, well, you go ahead because you have everything. Or, oh, just like neutral, that's just not a person. Like, they're judging you based on you not having a take either way. About, look, I believe in your beliefs. I understand your point of view. But guess what? It's a big army, just as big as yours, that believes in opposition. So where can we meet in the middle? Coexisting is what I believe in. How can we all, from all different walks of life, coexist, right? And people don't think that way. It's like, well, my belief is this way, and that's that. And I'm fighting on that fucking mountain until I die. Because that's what I believe in. That's what I'm wired to do. Good for you. But that's not the reality of life. Because no matter how much you fight, there's someone equal force fighting you back against that. And that's where people don't have the bandwidth to understand that. That it's not that I don't care. It's just knowing that there's so much gridlock and I'm going to let the chips fall where they may. Some years taxes, I paid more in taxes than some other years. And it's just the way it goes. My bills go up some years, they go down some years. That's the way it goes. Gas prices go up, gas prices go down. That's the way it is. And for us to get angry about it, and for us to blame the other side of the views, it's stupid not to realize what's been going on in our history. And I'll leave with this, because I think people, for you to understand where I'm coming from, just go on a fucking cruise. Just go on a fucking cruise. Go to a Mediterranean cruise and unplug from everything. All you're doing is a fucking boat, just doing games, and you're drinking and you're eating, and that's it. And then you're stopping at these places where they don't give a fuck about the politics. They don't. They just live in life. And I tell people, I keep it that simple. I just enjoy my life. Enjoy it for what it is. If you're an activist, if you're an advocate, if you're a person that's passionate about making a difference in your world because you want to stand up for people and you want to stand up for your values, good for you. Go for it. That's what America is all about. And I would never stop anyone from doing it, but don't give me a hard time because I'm not jumping on your bandwagon. Don't get on me because I'm sitting back and saying, look, I'm just staying neutral. Like, I have my beliefs, but I get it, man. It's just bigger than me. And there's nothing I can fucking do about it. Because guess what? The people that are passionate about the politics on a grand scale, they don't even know who their county commissioners are. They don't even know who their tax collector is. They don't even know who their Florida representative is, meaning their local representatives are in the state legislature. None of you guys know that shit. So for me, it's like, how can you not understand that? Like, how can you give somebody like me a hard time that's letting you know all these realities about how the way the system is? Again, I adapt to the rules of the game. And if I don't like it where it's being played, then I move the fuck out. go to, that's the beautiful thing about the United States, is that different states are run differently. There's no two states that are running the same. Maybe Texas and Florida, maybe New York and California, but you get the drift. You're able to go wherever the fuck you need to go and be happy, because at the end, you only have one life. Enjoy it. Stop fucking getting all bitter and angry and complaining to people all day. Like, what is arguing all day about politics going to do for your well-being? Well, how is that helping you? How is that justifying your beliefs? How is you dismissing somebody else's beliefs make you feel better about yourself? It's crazy.